Chapter 3 Frank's car was black and nondescript on the outside, all luxury on the inside. Maggie settled herself in the plush leather seat, suddenly aware that she hadn't showered or changed. Her t-shirt was sweaty, but she knew better than to ask Frank to make a stop at her place. Time was crucial. Uncomfortable, she shifted in the seat as Frank started the car, pulling into the early morning traffic. Falls Church wasn't large by any means, but it was close enough to D.C. to house the political elite in search of a quieter family life. The bumper-to-bumper commute was considered a fair price to pay for the privacy the quaint town afforded. Frank let her have a few minutes of silence as they drove, and Maggie was grateful for it. She needed to collect herself, so she stared out the window. Falls Church was postcard charming, with beautiful colonial architecture and dozens of shops, bistros, and charities to keep the politicians' better halves occupied. The elite private schools housed Yale and Harvard's future students, and the country's future politicians and CEOs. If you lived here, you were either someone with power or a member of their family. The kidnapped girl attended the Carmichael Academy, so she was definitely the child of some bigwig. That could make the case easier, or much, much harder. Powerful people had connections, but they also tended to have secrets to protect. From affairs, blackmail, and gambling debts, to underhanded business deals, Maggie had seen enough lying to last her a lifetime.
"Your purse and coat are in the back seat," Frank said.
Maggie turned to look. Sure enough, her leather satchel was sitting on top of her peacoat, the engraved brass buttons gleaming against the rich crimson wool.
"You broke into my car?"
"Just a little," Frank said. "Gotta keep my skills sharp."
Maggie rolled her eyes. Frank's fondness for lockpicking and safe-cracking was legendary at the Bureau. "You could have at least brought my go-bag from the trunk," she muttered. Wearing jogging clothes in the tension-filled environment that was a hostage negotiation was not ideal. In fact, she was pretty sure she'd had a nightmare like that before.
"You still keep a go-bag packed?"
Frank asked.
"You sure you don't want to come back?"